Ladies and gentlemen, the show you're about to hear may contain a few bad words or bad ideas. That's just the way it is. Listener discretion is advised. This is Drifter in the Dark, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Thank you. Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Paul McAvoy, your host, as always, every Saturday. It is a nice one, some nice weather. Well, it's nice out right now. I'm pre-recording this, so I don't know. Maybe there's a torrential rainstorm as this is airing. I have no idea, but as of now, it's nice. So whatever you're doing, wherever you are, thank you for tuning in. That was some Reverend Horton Heat, Marijuana, from Smoke 'Em, if you got them from, I don't know, it's probably 20 plus years, 25 years, something. It's quite old. One of my favorite tracks from him. And timely, too. Topical, anyways. Maybe not timely, but topical, of course, as marijuana will be legal, I think, as of October. So now you can all smoke it. I know you've all been holding off on smoking it because it is illegal. And soon you'll be able to smoke it. So great news for all the potheads out there. I don't want to downplay that. That's a pretty big thing. I think we're only the second country in the world to legalize it, so that is a big deal. Anyways, that's my little reference. My token reference. That was horrible. Anyways, let's play some music. Let's move right along. I don't know what the hell I was thinking there. I'm going to play some more Misha and the Spanks. I've played a lot from their new album, Girls, Girls, Girls. I think they just finished up a tour. Or maybe I think, I don't know, I could be wrong. They've been touring quite a bit. So I don't even know what I'm talking about there. Whatever. You know what? Let's just play this song. I could edit all of this out, but I like to keep it. I don't even know what I'm talking about now. But Misha and the Spanks, I'm going to play that. So we have a lot of good stuff coming up tonight. Some old, some new. I think it's pretty good. So anyways, here it is, Misha and the Spanks from their new album, Girls, 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 which you should already have. And I may have played this track before too, but it's called Stranger, and I quite like it. So here it is, Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.
Just take it back, your love.
Listening to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
Hear my
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. That was Pavement from the first album, classic, Slanted and Enchanted, In the Mouth, a Desert. More news on, some Pavement / Stephen Malcolm's news in a sec, but Peach Kelly Pop before that with Skylight. I've been listening, this album is on the charts and it's climbing, which is awesome because it is good. I always call it like a summer album. It's just a good album to listen to. You could be outside, maybe on the patio, having a few beers. I like to go for summer walks at night, you know, in the sun setting. It's nice. I could see this album or hear this album being played quite a bit. It's just a really good album all the way through. From Peach Kelly Pop, a.k.a. Allie Hanlon, I believe is her name. I want to say it's Allie Hanlon out of Ottawa, though. I think she's out of L.A. now. I think she's moved to L.A. and got a band. But still Canadian. Before that, some older granddaddy from their first full-length Underneath the Western Freeway with Summer Here Kids. And it is, of course. It feels like it anyways. Officially, it is now, too. I guess we passed the summer equinox? Summer solstice. Not summer equinox. Summer solstice. So now it's depressingly, the days are depressingly getting shorter, even though you don't notice it yet. But we will soon, which, let's not think about that. And then before that was Misha and the Spanx with Stranger from their new album, Girls, Girls, Girls. Anyway, so I mentioned some Pavement, Stephen Malcolm's news. Stephen Malcolm's did a show with the Jicks in Carrboro, North Carolina recently. And there's a video online of some reunion of sorts. Him and Steve West, former drummer from Pavement, made a guest appearance. And they haven't played together since their reunion back in 2011. Although Malcolm recently gave an interview where he sort of poo-pooed the idea of a 30th anniversary reunion. Sounds like that's not going to happen. He's kind of moved on with that. So, you know what? And I think I'm okay with that. They reunited for a little bit. I think that's it. You know, let's move along. I love Pavement, don't get me wrong, but maybe because I know they'll never play here again, so just let it go, it's fine. Let him move on with his life. Anyways, they reunited, they had a couple tracks, they played some Pavement songs, they played Shady Lane and In the Mouth of the Desert at the show. And you can catch, there's some video online you can watch of that as well, too, so that's pretty cool. Anyways, speaking of Malcolmus and the Jicks, they do have a new album out, which I've played a few tracks already, and here's another one, it's called Rattler. From Sparkle Hard, from Stephen Malcolm's and the Jicks. This is Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.
Bottle I could use. cause I like it a lot. Hey, little one up there, just playing possum. Wake up to smoke 'em once you got 'em. You can say my hands got fancy footwork, dancing up and down my fret neck. Like playing guitar with your brother, like planting one foot in front of the other. It's easy like walking. Easy like walking. So watch them in, watch them as they walk in around the world. You got them. My left hand's got a permanent air guitar tick, but don't confuse it with a crutch, cause I like it a lot. You can say my hands got fancy footwork, dancing up and down my fret neck. It's like playing guitar with your brother, like planting one foot in front of the other. It's easy like walking. It's easy like walking.
If I reach out to you.
You're listening to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. Last week, I played some Takeshi Tarauchi and the Bunnies. I was talking about how I got into classical surf cover of Beethoven from the Galaxy Trio, which led me to some Japanese surf covers of classical music, which just led me to Japanese surf music in general. And Takeshi Tarauchi was one that I played. And that is a song from their album, This is Tarauchi Bushi. I think I'm pronouncing that right. And Genroku Hanami Adori was the name of that track. And I love surf music in general, but I really like it when I can find surf music from other countries, and especially a lot of it seems to be older, like 60s, 70s, that I'm really into that stuff. And Japan seemingly was huge into it back in the day, so, which makes sense. And there's probably some good surf in Japan. So anyways, that was a little, another taste of some Japanese surf. Before that, Shannon Shaw of the Shannon and the Clams. And I tweeted out last week that this was on the show, and I forgot that I actually hadn't put it in the show last week, so I deleted that tweet. But it's from her new album, Shannon in Nashville, which is basically Shannon in Dan Auerbach's studio. You can tell it's produced by Dan Auerbach. It's very Black Keys-ish at times. But it's a very good album. It's not to say it's a bad thing, but you can definitely feel his or hear his sound on there. The track's called I Might Consider, which is one from her solo album, I guess. She's still in the Clams, but she's got like a more Nashville-themed country, kind of old country, I guess, sort of like Patsy Cline-ish kind of stuff. Maybe that's a bad comparison. That's what I'm thinking of anyways. But it's very good, so you should check it out. For that, Sadie's Northern Passages. My favorite track from the album called It's Easy, like Walkin' featuring Kurt Vile. Played it a few times before too. I know in the past. It's been a while though, and for some, I guess in my head I thought it's been a while since the Sadies have put out an album. That album came out last year, so it's actually not that long. They're touring now, and I think in the States. I don't know why. For some reason, I feel like it's been a long time since they put something out, which is really unfair to them because it's only been a year. So, but anyways, that was some Sadies. And then Steve Malkmus and the Jicks before that with a track called Rattler from their new album Sparkle Hard. All right, we're nearing the end of the show, but it is time to play this week's They Might Be Giants Dial-A-Song track. If you don't know what Dial-A-Song is, look it up at dialasong.com. The weekly track this week is called The Neck Rolls Aren't Working, which is quite a good one. And again, you can listen to this this song at dialasong.com. You can download their app, call the toll-free number. That's how it all started anyways, with a Brooklyn number. As well, you can listen to this show, as I am part of the Dial-A-Song Radio Network, which I mention every week, but I'll mention it again because we do it every week. But here it is, the weekly Dial-A-Song track from They Might Be Giants, one of my favorite bands of all time, which I've said many times before. And this track, again, is called The Necks Aren't Working. So here it is on Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.
That air horn is blowing away the clear thinking that's needed to stop the loud air horn from making itself the discussion. This headband, I don't think it's mine, it's the wrong size. It's cutting off my circulation and making me think that it's fine. And I saved up all my money for some lessons on how to spend money. And the neck rolls aren't working. No, the neck rolls aren't working. No, the neck rolls aren't working like you said. This gut wrench I'm using to fix the bad drain pipe that's leaking all over my gut wrench is right on the brink of destroying my chances of wrecking my chances of wrecking.
You're listening to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
Thank you.
Drift Around the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. The Deadly Snake. That was a weird pairing there. Deadly Snakes with Cotton Stain Red from Love Undone from years back. Great Canadian band. And then before that was Weird Al Yankovic, which is kind of a weird segue, but with Mr. Popiel from 1980, I want to say 82, 83, from the In 3D album. And Weird Al was here back on June 5th. I should have gone to that show. I wish I did, because it's on his, what is it, Ridiculously Self-Indulgent Tour, I think is what it was called. Stripped down, no costume changes, no crazy theatrics like he normally does at his shows, just kind of him playing a lot of, supposedly some songs that he had never played or hadn't played in a while. And I noticed that in the Winnipeg set list, Mr. Popiel, which is one of my favorite Weird Al tracks, was actually played, so... and looking at the set list, it looks like it was a great show. So that was some Weird Al paired with the Deadly Snakes, which is a bit odd, but still good. And then before that, a band that kind of fits more with Weird Al, I guess. They Might Be Giants with The Necks Aren't Working, which is their weekly Dial-A-Song track. And, of course, you can hear their weekly Dial-A-Song track here on this show. We are part of the Dial-A-Song radio network, as we are fans of They Might Be Giants. And by we, I mean me. And it's also on Jared's show before me, and the rest is noise. We are both part of the network, so that's pretty cool. And if you don't hear it on this station, you can hear it through the app from their toll-free number out of Brooklyn and online at dialasong.com. So that was it. They Might Be Giants. We're done. I'm going to let you go with one more track here. But before I do, you can email me at drifter@umfm.com. You can find me on Twitter at drifterumfm. Links to the podcasts are on that, as well as Facebook. You can look us up on there, Drifter in the Dark. As well, you can find us at umfm.com. On the left-hand side, there's a link that says podcasts. You can download this show and the past few shows as well. All right, that's it. I'm going to leave you with another new track from Jill Barber, a favorite of mine. Her new album is called Metaphora. I played a track from it last week, and I've been listening to quite a bit now. So I'm going to leave you with a track from it called Hold On. And until next week, Canada Day weekend, it's going to be good. Keep it locked to this station and keep listening to all of our fine shows on this station. But until then, here's some Jill Barber to take you out. This has been Drifter in the Dark. My name is Paul McAvoy. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next week.
Our love is an island. Of sand lay here with my arms around you before it slips through our hands. Can you feel the light in our bodies tonight? Waves crash in our bodies tonight. Hold on to me. Hold on to me. Our love is an Let the storm pass through our bodies tonight.